I didn't spend a lot of time working with her on individual speeches, and I don't recall what we did on that speech. Mm. But I did talk to her about classic rhetoric, her and Danny, actually, and all of them.
Yes, because it's a great argument, isn't it?
That, yes. Mm. Yes.
When that, he comes on.
Absolutely. Yes. That persuasion, whether it's of somebody else or herself, is crucial to this play. But I actually think every time you open your mouth on stage, you're trying to persuade somebody of something. Perhaps in life too, but particularly in this sort of a play. So we absolutely talked about ethos, pathos, and logos.
Right.
Whether you are presenting yourself as being, central to the argument, or being authentic, having the knowledge to present your argument, or the background, or about who you are. Whether you're working to affect the emotions of your listeners, mm. or whether you're trying to persuade them with evidence and mm. being logical. Mm. And for especially with her and Jason, it's very clearly at the beginning, he's coming in logic, he's trying to hang on to that logic, and she's going emotion. Mm. And of course the journey for Jason is, of course, at the end he's completely overwhelmed by emotion. It's all emotion.
Yes.
And he has to go there. He also talks in terms of ethos as well. He's some of his defense is about, I'm doing this for us because we are our children, our family, ethos.
Yes.
And sometimes they mix them up a bit, that logic and ethos going together, and with her, the logic and the emotion going together, mm. which the actors found very interesting, that sense of those two things happening, and moment by moment trying a different tack.
Yes.
And that's all relevant to that big speech.
Yes.